Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Yoshi Cast. I'm Yoshi, and on today's spoiler-filled episode, we'll be sharing thoughts on the new Deadpool movie. This episode was recorded on the evening of Monday, February 15th, with my wife, Hannah. We went directly from the movie theater to our car and started recording our impressions of the movie. As we drove around Juneau talking, we stopped to pick up our friend, Bo, who also added his thoughts on the film. Now, this is a word of warning. This is a very spoiler-filled review of the movie Deadpool. If you haven't seen the movie or don't like spoilers, please stop listening. This movie is really awesome, and it's really worth seeing unspoiled. Don't let us fuck that up for you. And one more thing before I get started here. I wanted to let you know how you could leave comments. One way you can leave comments for the Yoshi Cast is to dial area code 360-610-7047 and simply leave a voicemail. The other way is you can send me an email by writing to Yoshi at YoshiCast.com. And who knows, maybe you'll hear one of your comments on a future show. But that's enough yammering for me. Let's start this very spoiler-filled episode of the Yoshi Cast. It's fucking cold outside. All right, everybody, this is Yoshi. I'm with my amazing yet insulting wife, Hannah. We just walked out of Deadpool.
Yes.
Freezing my ass off.
Yes.
What did you think?
Okay, but you should put the lights on the car.
Don't fucking tell me how to drive.
I'm going to tell you how to drive if you're the one who wants to.
We're in a lit parking garage.
Do you want me to hold the phone?
No, I want you to fucking pay attention to your job.
Okay, my job. I thought it was really good.
You did?
Yeah.
You liked it?
I thought it was cute.
You thought it was cute? What made it cute for you?
I think probably just like the love story, I put quotes in that.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That they kind of tied something in there with that. And I also, of course, you know, anytime you get to see Ryan Reynolds' butt, that's always good.
Okay. Full disclosure, he could be wrestling in shit. If it's Ryan Reynolds, go see the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was very excited about this because I love his snarky... I like Deadpool for his snarky behavior and his breaking of the fourth wall, which was totally throughout the film, I think.
Uh-huh.
It was really hit on. I think that they kind of pushed the issue a couple of times, but that's whatever.
When
he was like, oh, breaking a fourth wall inside of a fourth wall, that's like 16 walls, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's whatever.
That didn't bother me. What bothered me was when the ship toppled over and the whole thing went black.
Yeah.
I wanted it to cut to like Xavier going, I feel a disturbance, you know. I needed a cut there.
Yeah.
But that probably is my only complaint about the film.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it really shows the potential of these superhero movies if you gave them an R rating. I mean, take the jokes aside, take the snarkiness aside, take the silliness aside. That the level of violence and backstory that they can add because of the R rating allowed for a depth that we haven't seen in a superhero movie before.
Yeah, especially
you cringed when the guy was just pancaked on the sign.
That's disgusting. Like, they showed this guy being thrown through the air, like from high velocity. I think he was from either a car or a motorcycle. I can't even remember, but he like hits one of those
signs.
Yeah, the overpass sign that says, you know, this way to this drive, this way to this drive. And he just, like, they show his whole body becoming a pancake. Like, he splash. It was really gross. And I, you know, I, as a nurse, I have seen a whole bunch of stuff. So, like, a lot of that kind of thing doesn't really bug me. But that bugged me. That was really gross. That was really gross.
That was the only time I noticed.
And then later on, when it's like nobody got hurt here, and then the pancake guy falls off of the sign the background, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay, so medical talk. If I can put in my two cents.
Sure.
I'm putting injecting in quotes. When they're injecting him with the serum that's supposed to like affect his
the X factor
genetics, whatever it is. one, they insert it with a metal needle, which, okay, some places still have metal catheters. I'm going to leave that alone. But what I'm not going to leave alone is the fact that they had a whole tubing worth of air going into him first. Okay? That's going to kill the guy. It's going to give him an embolism. He's going to die before he even gets the serum that's supposed to make him cool.
Gotcha. Thanks for killing the whole movie for me.
You're welcome.
What did you think of with Colossus and the teenager?
You know, I actually thought it was kind of funny how the movie made fun of our generation, the older generation of people, because of the fact that they added the, what's their name, like Mega
Nuclear Warheads?
Yeah, Bo will know. But we'll have to ask him later. But anyway, they added her in, and she's a younger character. She's, like, supposed to be a teen. And I'm sure she's probably in her 20s as an actress, but she's supposed to be in her teens. And Deadpool says something like, because she looks like Sigourney Weaver from Aliens. Yeah. And he says something like,
Ripley.
Ripley from Aliens 3. And she goes, God, you're old. And the whole audience, like, just couldn't help but laugh at that because they're like, yes, we are. Oh, my gosh, we are really old. When did Aliens 3 come out? You know, like, you're thinking this. In the back of your head, you're like, oh, my gosh, you're right. We are old. We thought it was funny and poignant. And it really isn't because we're that old.
It was ridiculously funny. Ridiculously funny. I honestly haven't laughed that hard since Not Another Teenage Movie.
I don't even think Not Another Teen Movie is funny.
Well, you have to open yourself up to humor, and then you'll find it funny.
Oh, you think I'm...
And we've gone to several comedies as a couple before, and we've gone to what we thought were horror movies and been let down.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Oh, we love horror movies. I do, anyway. I'll
have to watch a good
horror flick.
Anyway, who's this fucking no good, dirty, rotten bastard?
Fucking nice.
How's it going?
Good.
Bo, welcome.
Welcome me to the fucking show.
So what did you think of the movie, Bo? Gut reaction.
I'm going to go ahead and put this as the best X-Men movie there's been.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might take that a step further. I might say the best superhero film there's ever been.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go that far.
Either. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't.
I was telling Hannah this before you got in the car, that it just shows the potential of how much better the Marvel and DC movies could be under an R rating.
True.
All the joking and slapstick aside, it just shows that not only can a movie financially support itself under an R rating, it could be that much better.
It definitely earned the R rating.
Yes.
I really liked the violence and the blood and the occasional just lopping off head and the body smashing into something and exploding.
Right.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Like that time that he uses the guy's head... as like a soccer ball to hit the other people.
Or the street sign in the beginning.
We talked about that already.
You expect them to cut away and then to come back and then it's a big pile of gore.
But
to actually like follow it through to the
watch
impact
it happen.
And then the blood.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. And there were titties.
There were titties. Definitely make every movie better.
Absolutely.
It could have been more man nipple, though. Free the nipple, bro.
Yeah.
Hashtag free the nipple.
I thought there was definitely not enough butt. There wasn't enough.
There was a lot of butt. There was even some dangle in the front of Mr. Jangle.
Thank you, Mr. Jangle, for the dangle. But could have been more butt.
I mean, I get it, but would you want Freddy Cougar butt or pre-show butt?
Oh, pre-show. Pre-show butt.
Okay. I don't know what you're into. I know you get freaky.
Thanks, Bo.
I wasn't expecting any X-Men references other than just Colossus being there. That shook me up.
I really liked that they there's sort of an ambiguous connection to the X-Men, like they've interacted somewhere, but you don't know what.
Yeah.
Because that ambiguity is where all the stories in the world can exist. When you say, oh, this is the second time I've met you, Colossus, then you're like, well, now you can only have two flashback scenes with Colossus and Deadpool.
Right.
Which I think, I've talked about the previous Batman films were, like, too specific. Batman only did three fucking things in his whole career as Batman. There was no space in between the films. So I really like that Colossus was aware of Deadpool, was aware that Deadpool was an anti-hero, but not a terrible guy.
Yeah, that he was like trying to recruit him.
Yeah, maybe Wolverine's like talk to him about him. So there's connections there.
Yeah.
And I like that, but we don't know what it is. And I like that.
I thought that it was really funny of Deadpool to point out that there were only two X-Men in it. That was really cute.
That was really nice.
That's another fourth wall breaking scenario.
Yeah, but we can't afford more. But done well, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like the studio couldn't afford any more X-Men.
And they actually did, I think, because of the hard art rating, they got less of a money bag to make this film.
Mm-hmm.
And once they had completed the script, they had to actually cut, like, $7 million out of the film. And
I'm sure, yeah.
Spoiler alert, I have read that that's why he forgets the ammo bag at the end, is that fight was going to be more guns, more explosions, and they had to cut it back, so they made a joke out of it, which is very clever, and I like, and it doesn't actually ruin anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how they, like, started cutting $7 million out of the budget.
That makes sense.
I'm a little bit disappointed, only in that basically every important action scene in the film, I had seen significant portions of.
Yeah, because the car scene, you've seen a lot of that
from the
trailers.
Every trailer has had that opening car scene sequence.
Yeah, although, can we talk about the actual opening, where they run the credits through and the opening part of that?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Where they're running the titles and the names, and, you know, a lot of movies now, like, kind of hide the titles in things and stuff, and that you know, so you've got the actor's name and the actress's name and stuff, and they're on a cup whatever.
It's just music, and it's really happening.
Yeah.
Now, this was very clever.
Yeah.
Freeze frame of an action sequence, part of a flashback of a flashback. And even like the whole movie actually gets you to read the damn credits because they're entertaining.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the beginning and the end. The end has the little animations of Deadpool, like, mostly jerking himself off at the females' names.
It was such a different film than I've ever seen before.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
A little disappointed he got the... are we spoiler alerting?
Yeah, we're just spoiling.
Okay. I'm a little disappointed he got the girl.
Yeah, I mean,
I kind of wanted, like, some kind of Fight Club shit where, like, the girl never existed or she was evil or... I mean, it's nice, wholesome, but it's making Deadpool more accessible, I think, to everyone, is to make it, a clean anti-hero's journey getting a girl.
Okay.
But I like that she was very strong and independent and did her own shit.
Yeah,
And grabbed some people by the balls.
Yeah, she'd grab people by balls, she'd...
And
run them through with
herself.
Swords. Yeah, exactly. Like, she is the...
Deadpool, she is a right fit for him. And
yes.
I like that. But, and there were no chimichangas.
No. I am going to say that they probably had that whole thing as a way to get the women to come with their husbands.
Make it more of a
date
movie. That makes... I can dig it.
I mean...
It's still by far the best X-Men movie, I think.
Yeah.
In total. But, yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have any, like, main X-Men, except for Colossus.
Yeah, and there...
But he's not.
There was no Wolverine. I'm actually proud of it.
Yeah.
Except for the Hugh Jackman references all over the place.
Stapled masks to face.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was pretty funny. Oh, I loved that Ryan Reynolds makes fun of himself.
Right.
That's classy, actually. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, and that's, in a way, fourth wall breaking again. And he's Canadian.
And they made a lot of Canadian references to the fact that...
And Agent Smith, how cool Canadian. Was it that he had a Canadian accent?
Yes. That was
awesome.
Really funny.
A creepy Agent Smith with just a hint of Canada. That was cool. And making it some weird privatized version of the Weapon X project.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. But by not connecting it to the kind of loopy batshit time warpy timeline of the other films, they don't have to explain as much that way.
Yeah, that is nice.
You know, maybe I'm assuming this happens post reversal of the last one with all the time writing that happened.
Its ambiguity allows for whenever.
Yeah, it could have happened anytime. Yeah.
Anywhere.
Although he never got his mouth sewn shut and swords out of his arms.
Yeah.
Thank God. And weird Nightcrawler.
But they made reference to it.
They did.
They did. Yeah. You don't want to sew my mouth shut.
It's got a nice plot. I liked Colossus and Mean Bitch just slugging it out. That was pretty awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, yeah. I pointed out at the end of the film that I don't think Colossus can be strangled when he's in his metal form. I don't think he actually processes oxygen the same way.
Yeah, he doesn't need to breathe.
Like, he can be under the ocean and be metallic. It's, yeah, it just
which I feel like we've seen before.
That was an interesting thing that they did. He was never not metallic.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, that's because he was the CGI character, right?
Right.
That's so true. That's an intro reference.
And he'd probably be totally different looking and not as amazingly huge as he is.
Yeah.
Which was kind of awesome to see.
Yeah. The difference in his stature compared to everybody else is definitely...
It's just awesome.
Yeah.
And I like when he got pwned, he just got pwned in a way that sort of like, okay, I'm going to stand back up, then I'm going to kick your ass.
It was
which never like, oh, these characters are magically stronger than fucking Colossus, which is one of the top... He's in the top 10 probably strongest Marvel characters on Earth. You know, they're international.
Right.
Intergalactic entities that are probably stronger. But he's not up there with Hulk, but he's just below Thang, really. And that's fucking strong.
Yeah.
So that was really cool watching him slug it out. Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
That's her name. Cool. Megasonic Teenage... Negasonic?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
No, it's like a band name or something.
Okay. I thought it was Mega.
It's close.
It's in like huge.
Yeah.
Megasonic Teenage Warhead.
She's awesome. She was fun. And her and Deadpool being bitchy teenagers at each other was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cute. So there's that little teaser... After the credits.
Oh, yeah. Cable?
Yeah. Who's Cable?
Oh.
Ooh.
Sorry.
No.
I'm a girl. I haven't read a lot of the comics.
No. I suggest watching the 90s cartoon. It will have an excellent cartoon based on the Chris Claremont Age of X-Men.
Okay.
The start of the time travel-y wobbliness.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who Bishop is? Because he was in an X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Cable is like version 1.0 of Bishop, except Bishop came... Yeah, Bishop is an... Cable is another time traveler from the future sent to write the timeline, except that he's usually tied into Apocalypse, because in the future he is battling Apocalypse, and he is Scott Summers and Jean Grey's son, usually... Oh. And he's got a techno-organic virus infecting his body. So he's got these, like, metallic Terminator body parts.
Okay.
Because, and that's actually the techno-organic virus taking over his body. But he's using his psionic powers to...
Like, keep it at bay?
Keep it at bay and retain control of it.
Okay.
And he is, like, the chosen one to destroy Apocalypse. Although he never does, because Apocalypse is such an awesome character, and then you just go jump to a different timeline and do it all over again. That's it. Oh, and he usually carries huge-ass guns. Huge.
So, do him and Deadpool then have a lot of...
There was a recent, as in post, like, 2004, Deadpool and Cable run that was kind of awesome. Mm-hmm. I read some of it, but a long time ago, and in it, Cable makes a lot of enemies with a lot of heroes, because Cable can just be like, we have to do this thing that nobody's gonna like, and we're going to save fucking everyone doing it. Yeah. Right? Except you're sort of preventing the crime, so nobody knows if you're
that lying. It's actually
Is he lying? Is he gone psychotic? What's actually going on?
Yeah.
And so he deliberately buddies up with Deadpool to get some shit done. And it's kind of hilarious because Cable's sort of the serious, I have to save the universe, and then Deadpool is insane and immortal. Hijinks ensue. Marvel Universe, Marvel Universe. I'm not really sure how it ends. Oh, I think Cable just like goes back to the future or something, and then Deadpool is left more of a hero and less of a... Because he started out as straight up villain.
Yeah.
Just a mercenary that would just be a bad guy somewhere. And then he's become the cult hero villain. And then, so like a lot of Marvel anti-heroes, he's now a hero, but he's kind of a jerk and a dick. Kind of like this movie. Mm-hmm. This is like a puffy version of Deadpool. A friendly version. Even though he kills people.
Yeah.
In this movie, he's only killing bad people. Which makes him the hero. But in the comics, he would be killing fucking whoever paid him money.
Yeah. But heroes don't kill people.
Well.
Like, or they try not to.
Well.
Okay, so are we gonna go into the whole, like...
Punisher kills people. He's a hero. Straight up. He kills.
Is he?
Or
is he an anti-hero?
Well... He's an anti-hero, but straight up a hero team.
Yeah, so I would put him in the same lines.
Okay. But like Hulk for a long time was an anti-hero in that he was actually a villain. He'd be fighting with Namor against the Avengers for a long time.
Yeah.
Then eventually he got more control over his mind powers and stopped being an idiot.
When he was a big...
Yeah.
Green guy.
Yoshi, say something. What'd you think of the titties?
You know, a lot of the titties in the strip club scene were extremely firm and fake.
Yeah.
But there were titties.
We saw a star's titties.
A star's titties?
We saw the love interest's titties first start their never-ending sex sequence.
That's very true. It was never ending.
Yeah, I put it. She's a Nara from Firefly, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just making sure I was right.
I can't remember
the star's
name. But
yeah, me either.
She's super hot.
Yeah, she is.
And the sex scenes were nice.
Yeah, that was really cute where they were fucking all year long.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Except for Lent.
Yes. Like, happy Lent, and they're reading books across from each other. And, like, the rest of the time, it's all, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Women's...
Women's Day.
Women's...
International Women's Day.
International Women's Day, that's it, yeah.
So, Bob, the merc?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that he
does. Yeah, that was really cute, yeah.
Francis?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's the Bob from the comics. There's just, like, this deluded dude who follows... Deadpool around and like worships him. And, you know, he has guns and he tries to be a mercenary too, but he's kind of just an idiot.
In the wrong place at the wrong time.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure his name's Bob. Could be something completely different, but that'd be nice. I did like that.
That was cute, yeah.
They recognized
like
him.
Like in
and
the
did,
middle
and
of
didn't
all
kill
the
him.
Whole.
That was cute.
Yeah. And then he's like dragging him off. So, how's the wife?
Spell out Francis.
Yes, that was really cute. What was with that? What's my name? What was that about?
I think it was Ajax Francis establishing dominance over him.
Yeah, that's how I took it.
But really, even as he's like dying, he's like, what's my name?
Just to piss him off. Although, why you'd want to piss off Deadpool when you could just hide from him. Like, I don't really understand. The aircraft carrier exploding was kind of cool.
That didn't seem like your standard aircraft carrier to me. That definitely made me think S.H.I.E.L.D. for whatever reason.
That just looked like decommissioned, yeah, like they're scrapping like it.
Taking it apart.
Mm.
But yeah, the final battle, I feel like, could have needed more amping up.
Yeah.
Because the first, and this happens a lot, and this one didn't do it terribly, but a lot of superhero flicks, the best battle is the first one.
Yeah.
And that's disappointing, because you gotta get the rising action character development, and it's all about that climax, bro.
Yeah, well, they kind of used the first battle as the first battle and the middle battle.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Right.
Which was good.
It was pretty cool, jumping around.
Yeah, so this was the type of movie that starts halfway through.
Yeah.
And then they play catch up. And then catch you up.
You know what was really cute? The Indian cab driver. That was really cute.
He was adorable.
Yes.
I'm a little bit upset that, like, Deadpool didn't bother to ever pay him, though.
You know, I think that's just part of his character.
That is true.
And that was okay with the cabbie.
Yeah,
I guess he just wanted to high five.
Yeah,
he had him on his address.
Yeah, I know.
I did like the things like Deadpool says he gets shot in the ass, and then the tied up ass shot, which we've seen before, actually has a hole in his uniform up the butthole.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which we haven't seen before.
Right,
I really like that.
Yeah, nice little surprise.
Like the baby hand. Let's talk about the baby hand.
So at one point, he gets his hand, like, chopped off.
He cuts his own hand off.
Yeah. Okay.
To avoid being taken into
Colossus and Mega, whatever her name is.
Mega.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. It just sounds too stupid.
It's one letter difference.
He chops his hand off and then he, like, jumps off the overpass and, like, lands in a garbage truck. And then goes home and with this blind lady. and he's, like, growing his hand back, which is really gross to me. But it goes through stages. and at one point, it's, like, a baby hand. And he's, like, touching the blind woman's face with it. And, like, caressing her chin. And she's like, is it just me, or is your hand really tiny? I wonder how much of it she understands.
Yeah, I get the impression sometimes she gets it, and other times she doesn't.
I think she gets it. I think she knows that he's got, like, he's this mercenary, maybe, or whatever, but I don't know how much she understands of his.
They spend too much time talking about IKEA furniture, too.
That was really funny.
That's adorable.
Like, talking all these Swedish names of IKEA furniture pieces. I can't even remember any of them, but you know that they're furniture pieces because you're talking about them.
Right.
She tried to put one together and it fell apart. If you guys could grow baby hands, would you do the same thing that he did with it?
Masturbate?
Yeah. Or just hold your junk with the baby hand.
That'd be weird, but I really appreciated about that is that they, over time, just like with Wolverine, Deadpool's sort of healing factor has just sort of exploded to the point where it's like, oh, somebody cut off my arm, now I grow it again in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I, in preparation for this, I read Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe. And in that, Miss Fantastic, the Invisible Woman, gets pissed off at him because he's killing off the Marvel Universe and kills the Human Torch, her brother. And she basically puts an invisible force field inside his head and blows off his head. And then she's like, basically saying, yeah, go fuck yourself. And then he stands back up with a new head and stabs her through the heart. And that pisses me off. That's weak writing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because they just blew up his powers for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like a new head.
That's fast.
A new head while she's like finishing a sentence and she doesn't notice that he's standing up. But I know why they did it, because they wanted to kill off everybody. Well, they're running through all the main players of everything.
Yeah.
Really, really fast. Like Spider-Man took a bullet to the head. That's how he died.
Aww.
Except Spider-Man can dodge bullets. But I digress. But over time in the comics, like everyone's you know, especially, like, I think it started with Wolverine, his healing factor. Used to be, like, he gets hit with a bullet, and he lives every time, but it takes him a day.
Yeah. Like, it hurts.
But over time, it's just now Wolverine can't be killed because he has this crazy healing factor, and it just overpowers him over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that they started small, and that over hours, instead of just magically having a hand, he has a baby hand that then has to turn into an adult hand.
Yeah.
That was...
But you can get shot and still see it heal.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't super fast healing either.
No.
No, because he still had a hole in his arm.
Yeah. But even that's just like a hold. At least all the flesh is there, right?
Yeah.
It grow itself. Like, the hand...
Yeah.
It makes an interesting sort of logic that the hand has to, like, age through human DNA hand.
Yeah. Right. Like, it has to go through... He was like, once... After this hand goes through puberty, then I'm gonna... I'm gonna take care of some bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to see Deadpool in more X-Men films? Or do you think it would be too weird and too clusterfucky?
I don't think it would work unless those X-Men films were rated R.
See, I think it could work, but it would just have to be, like, a cameo. He couldn't be in it for too long. It would be like passing him while he's doing something terrible, you know?
Right.
And be, or like in the final battle.
Yeah.
Like Deadpool's, or he joins there killing them. Villains too.
Yeah.
Or just boning that hot chick some more.
Yes, he could just bone the hot chick some more.
There was some talk about Ryan Reynolds thinking that Deadpool's ultimate film would be like creating the modern X-Force.
Hmm.
Which is, recent times, is led by Wolverine and is sort of like Scott Summers' Hit Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the X-Men are the public face of mutants and they save everyone, yay! Meanwhile, there are threats that you just gotta straight up kill. So he sends the X-Force, which is like Wolverine, Deadpool, Archangel, Psylocke, and some people that you wouldn't have heard of. Mutants. But yeah, they're the people who don't have the compunctions again, just like walking into a room and killing people because they're a threat.
Right.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome storyline.
I take by that it sounds like Ryan Reynolds actually has some say in the story and the scripting.
At least with what he wants to do. I think he's the one pushing for Cable too.
Mm.
I mean, he and the writers probably. But, you know, I think hopefully this movie makes a lot of money.
It has.
It has?
It has.
Is it topping the box office?
It has broken all...
Is it beating Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
I'm sure it is.
Are you sure? Look it up. See. Google that shit right now.
But what they have said is that it's the largest grossing R-rated movie ever.
That's great.
Yeah. No. And then I had read online a few days, like the day it was released, like it did so good on day one that they already greenlit the second one.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great. Maybe they won't cut the budget. But sometimes the bloated budget is a downfall of a film.
You know, they took their negatives of not having dollars and making it into the story.
So I'm reading this off of CNN Money. It says Deadpool has the biggest opening ever for an R-rated film this weekend, hauling in an estimated $135 million at the domestic box office.
So it probably paid for itself already.
Yep. What date was that?
Which is more than The Matrix Reloaded, which made $91 million, and more than 50 Shades of Grey, which only made $85.1 million.
So it's a better love story than Twilight.
This was yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a holiday.
Yeah.
And it was only $8. That was nice.
Yeah, its initial forecast was only $60 million.
Whoa.
To make.
Yeah, it blew over that.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, that's pretty good.
Their viral marketing had a lot to do with it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, that and I think a lot of people who watch these superhero characters, I think that they kind of needed an anti-hero kind of character.
Yeah. This is the perfect character to do R-rated and test that demographic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how many people will do the South Park thing that the South Park, the movie, totally predicted in the movie, that people would be like, oh, it's a cartoon. I'll bring my kids. despite it being an NC-17 rating. And even the movie makes fun of that happening.
Yeah.
In the movie. So I wonder how much that's going to happen to Deadpool.
I don't know. Hey, there is some cartoon in this movie.
There is cartoon there in the movie. Well, it would be let's go see a superhero movie, Johnny 5-year-old. And then Johnny 5-year-old crying when heads
like
explode.
The first couple of minutes of the movie. The guy is smashed.
Well, we didn't see anybody walk out of the movie.
No,
we didn't. And luckily, I didn't hear any babies crying.
Yeah. There was an annoying laugher behind us, though.
Was there? Oh, I didn't hear him.
Yeah. That's okay.
It wasn't a terrible laugher, but they were laughing about everything, including the jokes we've heard in every episode.
Oh, yeah. That guy. Yeah, I did hear that guy.
Violence? Sex? Drug references?
Titties. You saw titties, right?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. What'd you think of the titties? I was asked, what do you feel about the titties?
They were nice. They were nice titties.
You liked them?
I mean, most of them. Some of them were just, like you said, unreal.
What did you think of the titties, Bo?
I mean, I'd fondle them. I had to.
If you had to. The trailers to the movie, the movie, sucked.
There were like 50 Superman? Bajillion.
There was a bunch of them, and they were all terrible.
Well, there was a lot of, like...
There was nothing for, like...
Commercials. There weren't trailers. There was a fucking Coke commercial.
Oh, it was a Coke commercial. There was Barbershop 18.
Yeah.
There was that...
The Boss.
The Boss. The Sorority.
Yeah, the Sorority. Parenthood versus...
Chicks.
Whateverhood.
I wonder if whoever puts trailers in front of movies just underestimated how...
The audience want to see.
Well, I'm really surprised that new Batman v Superman wasn't there.
I know.
Because seeing that big would have been
nice. That was really weird. Whoever makes those choices needs to listen to this and hear the consumer.
And give me $1 million.
That too.
I could use more titties.
I'm right here.
Deadpool 2, twice as many titties. Marketing campaign.
Hashtag
free the nipple.
Hashtag free the nipple.
Yeah, I'm into that kind of thing.
Okay,
I'm a feminist.
All right,
we know you are. I feel like we're coming to an end here.
Yeah.
So
I know how to end this.
Okay.
Flash me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Chica chica.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, lovers.
Yes, good night.